You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Wire.
Fucking Eagle Double G.
Snoop Dogg.
You know I'm mobbing with the D.R.E.
Sweet tunes of Snoop Dogg will be accompanying me on this little story today. A new not-for-profit public health model for the legal sale of recreational cannabis in New Zealand is drawing inspiration from the Gambling Act of 2003. So what can we learn from gambling laws in the debate for legalising cannabis? Leading drug researcher, Associate Professor Chris Wilkins of the Shaw and Fariki Research Centre at the College of Health at Massey University, says the New Zealand approach to Class 4 gambling, aka your pokey machines in your pubs and bars, is an example of a public health approach to a commercially based vice leisure activity that could be adapted and enhanced to regulate the legal sale of recreational cannabis. The Gambling Act of 2003 established the Class 4 gambling regulatory regime, which for the past 10 years has succeeded in addressing the harms of problem gambling, controlled the growth of the gaming machine sector, empowered local government authorities to cap the number of gaming venues, and most importantly, includes a requirement that 40% of the gross proceeds from gaming machines be distributed to community groups through contestable community grants. Since the conception of the Gambling Act, expenditure of Class 4 gambling has declined from $1,328 million to $818 million New Zealand dollars. And the number of non-club gaming venues has declined from 1,801 to 961 in the last 10 years. So the Class 4 gaming regime works like this. Non-for-profit societies own gaming machines that are hosted by separately owned pubs and bars. These bars are required to distribute a minimum of 40% of the gross proceeds from machines for authorised community purposes by way of a contestable grant process. This included charitable purposes or non-commercial purposes that will benefit the community. In 2014, gaming societies returned $261.9 million to the community, and this level of funding support has been sustained over the past 10 years, according to a 2016 report by the Department of Internal Affairs. So, how can this be applied to cannabis legislation? Dr. Chris Wilkins has devised a model of a similar public health approach to the legal sale of recreational cannabis, ensuring cannabis legislation has clear public health purposes similar to purposes seen in the Class 4 gaming regime. So this includes preventing and minimalising harm from cannabis use, including cannabis dependency, and ensuring money from the sale of cannabis benefits the community in forms of drug treatment, drug prevention, and drug education. Wilkins proposes employing not-for-profit philanthropic societies to wholesale cannabis to licensed retail outlets. Societies would return 20% of the revenue from cannabis sales to drug treatment, and 20% to community groups such as sports, arts, education, and community. A further 20% of sales revenue would go to the government to cover wider health and social costs of cannabis use. There will be a minimum set price for cannabis in line with the current black market price. So the model differs from the Gambling Act in that it requires cannabis grant allocation committees to be independent of cannabis societies to allow for enforcement or auditing of such societies, with the ability to investigate inappropriate and fraudulent behaviour. More power is also given to the local authorities to reduce the number of cannabis retail outlets in response to evidence or community harm. Advertising of cannabis would be restricted to physical premises of retail sites. No internet sales would be allowed, and a taxation would work based on levels of THC in cannabis products. Wilkins says it's not intended to provide a detailed blueprint for a cannabis act. He wants a conversation to be started, with details to be debated and negotiated by politicians, informed by public submissions from interested parties. And the model is subject to analysis in government agency regulatory impact statements. Wilkins says many important lessons should be drawn from the commercialization of alcohol and tobacco, and that the non-profit model of selling cannabis offers a controlled alternative. This is definitely an interesting and well-thought-out addition to the conversation around legalizing recreational cannabis in New Zealand. So we'd love to hear any thoughts that you have, so do text in. I'm Harry Willis for 95BFM News.
Irirangi Pōhō, Radio Bosom.
The Wire.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.